Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, I don't know if the audience will be with us on this or if we're going to split everybody in half.
All right.
Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where men of a certain age would all agree this was really cool.
Yeah.
But we grow up, trends change. And eventually we realize that a lot of the things we did when we were kids were really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Do grown men still think this looks good on their car?
Why?
Or have we all agreed maybe we were dumb for being into it in the first place? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So this story starts with one of our coworkers.
What happened?
Moose from PXY down
the hall. Yeah, quality kid.
He's had a rough couple of days.
Oh, poor thing.
So his car was broken into where he lives.
So like they smashed it?
They smashed the driver's side window.
Oh, man.
It sucks, man. And they took some stuff out. And he was really down about it.
Oh, yeah. It bums you.
Really frustrated. So, you know, he's my boy. He's my buddy. I love the kid, right? So I'm trying to cheer him up the other morning. And I go, listen, hey, man, it's not like they stole your car. Like, on the bright side, it's just a quick window fix.
Yeah.
Boom, you're back in action. Easy.
Okay.
But he goes, no, man, you don't get it. It's more complicated than that.
How, well, what happened?
Well, you see, it turns out that Moose couldn't just go get any window put in.
Oh.
Because if he did that, it wouldn't match the tint on the rest of his windows.
So he has aftermarket tinted windows on his car?
He does.
Okay.
He didn't want one clear window
right.
and
well, three tinted windows.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, but you're going to be driving around with three tinted windows and one clear window.
Until he fixes it?
Exactly.
Now, so he's got a fully aftermarket tinted car.
You got it.
All right.
And when he told me that, it threw me for a loop. Mm. Because, Kimmy, he's around our age.
Yeah.
And I didn't think grown men still drove around with tinted windows.
Unless you're doing bong hits, why would you have that?
252 WCMF, is that still a thing?
Being cool, man. I can't see what's going on in there, man.
Because, like, back in the day, tinted windows were huge. Like, Kimmy,
Like, when we were, especially we were teenagers, everybody started doing it, I feel like. Well, I knew a kid that even tried to do it himself.
What, with a marker?
They used to sell it.
Yeah, you could do the film. Plastic,
And it never looked right because it always had
like
bubbles
bubble.
In it.
Yeah.
Now, look, I get that you grew up in the car culture world.
So, like, back in the day, they were like, they had ones they called blackout.
Okay.
So it looked like you couldn't see in at all, like, anything.
But like,
and then they made them illegal.
Yeah, so that's been a big thing. And I remember, like, in high school, right? My 16, 17-year-old, cops always trying to take me down from my tinted. But, like, we grew up in the Fast and Furious generation.
Yes.
So it wasn't just the tint. It was the rims. It was the spoilers.
It was, the stereo.
Neon lights, right?
Oh, I forgot about the neon lights.
Speakers in the trunk.
Yeah, like, you would take your little Honda and your Subaru and your Toyota, and you go down to the beach and you'd show them off. And your summer job, whatever summer job you had, all of the cash you made went into that car.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look around, it's not really a thing for grown-ass men anymore.
No.
Is the tint the one thing that survived, or is Moose the last grown-up with tinted windows?
Think like there are a lot of tinted windows, like to an extent, even when you buy a new car. You know what I mean? Like they're not as clear. They're not like perfectly clear. Like yeah, even I my windows that. Have a little bit of a tint to them.
Look, there's a keep the sun out of your yes. eyes light yeah, tint, yeah. and then there's
blackout. Like I don't douche want tint. Anybody to yeah. see it.
Douche tint.
Yeah. I mean, no. We yeah. I look. I don't even have to give you like a number. We all know what douche tint looks like. Mm-hmm. Douche tint is on the car of a 17, 18, 19, 20 year old kid, right. and that's okay. Sure. You are a douche. We were all douches. You can have douche tint.
But do teenagers still do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't like, at 40.
I guess you're gonna know when your daughter gets to the age where all of her friends are driving. Mm. You're gonna have a better idea of like what kind of things teenagers are doing.
Because I
want to
know what else is in his car.
Moose's car.
Yeah. Because if you've got tinted windows, I know you got a Crown air freshener. And I know you have graduation tassels hanging from your rear view.
I would hope to God Moose does not have a graduation tassel.
Or the Crown air freshener.
What, dude, class of 99?
But that would fit the look, right?
What, has he still got his prom date's garter yeah. hanging up there, too?
Or he's got, like, a novelty shifter on an automatic.
Do they still make Crown air fresheners?
I'm sure they do.
I haven't seen one in years.
I bet you can buy them.
Can we hit Amazon and say thank you? Okay, there are things. Mm. 252 WCMF, with Moose upset that his window got broken down the hall, our coworker, and that he has to buy another tinted window
yeah.
at 40, there are things you are too old to have on your car.
Yes.
Because I want you right now, everybody listening, think of your standard 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
If you saw a man driving a car, Tommy, with a big spoiler on it.
Yeah.
Would you judge that man?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if that spoiler didn't come on the car, it's what they call aftermarket. Like you went
spoiler.
And purchased that. Like if you have like ground effects, mm-hmm. spoiler,
okay,
the chain around your license plate.
Okay, yeah, chain license plate.
The
was
link, the chain link yeah. license plate.
Even if you're 17 and got the chain link license plate, you're.
But I still see them every once in a while.
What about flashy rims?
Oh yeah, same thing. Spinners.
Well, do they make spinners anymore?
I haven't seen
spinners
in
forever.
A long time.
Yeah, any kind of flashy rim on a standard car.
So you're saying all of that stuff on a standard car that a 40-year-old man would be driving around makes that a sad
yeah.
man?
And us, and even if you got custom wheels on your car, like if you got wide slicks, wide front tires.
Well, there are
you
some cars that require that.
I was going to say.
Okay, they're called Formula One.
No,
everybody
I mean,
else, your car does not require wide. Tires to go to Wegmans.
No, I'm saying like if somebody's got like a classic muscle car
oh,
and they just
different.
Have regular yeah. tires on it, that looks stupid.
I think that's yeah. what it is. If the upgrade looks more expensive than your car.
Oh, okay.
Anything that tries to make your car look like a race car. Because you see them every once in a while.
Well, no, but I mean, there are those guys that drive
yeah, they,
like those Camaros,
do, yeah.
right?
But like racing stripes.
Well, the racing stripes okay, I think.
Wheelie bars, which look ridiculous.
The wheelie bar in the back.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you're just taking shots.
No, but I've
right
seen
now.
All
but when
this
was
stuff.
The last, yeah, I don't know.
Like if you're driving a car with slicks, you're a douche.
Can you drive a car with slicks in Rochester?
I think you can.
You'd crap. What about the? We just talked about that shampoo story in the 90s.
Well,
you
got to
no
stay away from Shampoo Road.
You would slide into shampoo Erie, Road. Pennsylvania. All right, we got Facebook messages. Excuse me, Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us. Oh, I'm on Instagram at Duffy on WCMF. JT writes us. Mm. He says he curses at me. Hey. He says my shiznit's tinted. Blue collar guys do it all the time because we're in the sun all day long, not hiding in an office. Man, I added the man, but I'm sure, I feel all like right. that was part. Of it. Come on, man. You don't have to have them in the sun. Yeah. I need tinted windows in my truck. Are truck tinted windows okay?
I see that all the time.
Because really? Moose don't drive a truck.
No. He drives a regular car, right? Yeah. Like an SUV.
Yeah, no. It's like a sedan. It's a soft boy car.
Oh, super soft.
Not tough like my Honda Pilot.
So the SS stands for super soft? It's a super soft sport?
All right, Kimmy, let's say your husband, because mm-hmm. he's got a pickup truck.
Yep.
He goes to work one day,
yeah.
comes home a little later,
yeah.
and he's got blackout tint in his car, and he gets out. Because you can clearly see his shirtless
yes.
self
yeah.
You
yeah.
know, behind yeah. me here on the live stream. Would you think your husband's a douche for blackout tint on his truck?
It would be out of character for him.
Okay, it's a yes or no answer, Kimmy.
I honestly might not even notice.
I don't care.
I guess I don't care.
You would notice. Like, that's the thing about it. Like, yeah. you know, tint especially, like, the other stuff can kind of blend in with yeah. the other douchey things you see on the road, right? But you notice the tint. And every time I see dark tint on a car, I immediately go, like, what are you doing in there that you think you're so important
so
that I can't look at you?
I do know if people drive a lot, it does help keep, like, if let's say, like, you're driving and the sun's, like, beaming in on one yeah. side. It does help, like, regulate the temperature of your car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
It does.
Does your husband secretly have tinted windows and you're defending him?
No, he doesn't.
Guys.
Because like, I know that people who drive a lot, like that's what they'll do to their car.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're
going to say I think of all the douchey stuff guys used to do to their cars that they probably still do to some extent. One was fog lights. So they would put these fog lights underneath. They were like amber lights underneath your bumper.
Okay.
For no reason.
Well,
just to look cool.
It was for fog.
Yeah.
Guess I forgot to put the fog lights in.
How many times are you dealing with fog that bad?
There was actually fog this morning.
All right. The other thing, I haven't seen this in years, but I don't know if it went away. What they call gangster rims. So you had the big, wide, white wall rims on your car.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while either. Yeah.
But that used to be a big thing. I'm talking about the big, like, it almost went up to, the, like, the tread white walls.
I know what you're talking about. You know, car culture is a weird culture because there are some trends that we're discussing that last generations, like there's nothing to see. It's nothing to see a guy in his 60s driving around in those old 70s, 80s muscle cars.
Yeah, but those are muscle cars he could never afford when he was a kid. Now he's got disposable income. Okay. He went and scored it.
Rochester leads the nation in mint IROC Zs.
Yes.
Right? Like you still see those Trans Ams.
We have a ton of hot rods in this town.
But here's the thing. You're defending those guys right now.
Yeah.
And those cars they're driving were douchey teenage cars back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. But it's like their hobby.
Okay, I get it. And I'm defending them too. I don't think that that's sad.
And it's not their normal ride. Most of that stuff, they only break out when they're going, you know, for like car shows and stuff.
Well, to your point, like you go to any Tom Walls on Cruiser Night and you will see cars from the movie Grease all lined up in immaculate condition.
You'll see some beauties.
And those look really cool. Mm-hmm. But that would be those cars and those Trans Ams and those IROC Zs. That's the same idea as me pulling up in a purple Honda Civic with nitro boosters, rims, and some aftermarket exhaust to make my car look more unique. So why did we decide that guys who have the muscle cars of the 70s and 80s and guys who have those classic cars from the 60s.
The vintage.
Those guys are cool.
Yeah.
But my generation, the millennial car generation, we look like douches if we're still driving around that stuff.
I guess because it doesn't look impressive hanging on a little car like that.
Okay.
It's got to be it.
But
they're not those.
To your point, they're not like restoring those cars of like the early 2000s, are they?
No. Mm. And those cars are impressive. Like when you look at those old cars, they're very impressive that you can maintain a car that's 60 years old.
No, I hear you, man. Like nothing's cooler than a Firebird painted on a hood.
I know, right?
Oh, man, it looks like it's going to fly, but it's on the ground.
Phoenix, man.
It doesn't effing matter. 252 WCMF. Again, Moose, our coworker down the hall on PXY, he had his car broken into. They smashed the driver's side window, stole some stuff. He was really bummed about it. I'm trying to cheer him up, and I'm like, hey, man, listen, it's just a window. You fix it, easy fix, boom. He goes, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I got to get a tinted window. You know, I got tinted windows. And I was like, you're my age. And he's like, yeah, what about it? He got all pissed at me. 252 WCMF. Rammer's on CMF. How are you, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
So in New York State, and you can look it up, Kimmy, if you want.
Do what Rammer says.
Any tint on the front windows does not pass New York State inspection.
Here it's coming. What are you doing? We've had a lot of fun today, but I think it's time we talk about tint regulations.
Hey, Duffy, shut up for a minute.
Oh, I'm just trying to do our radio show.
Because if it was legal, I would absolutely have the blackout on my windows because I don't want nobody to see my ugly face when I'm driving down a road. And I would recommend the same for Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, back in the day, we had it all, right? We had the hot rod.
We had it all.
It was Shangri-La,
just like Bogey and McCall. Driving around Key Largo. Me and Rammer in our ugly faces.
Did not have Key Largo on my bingo card today.
Tommy, you definitely need blackout windows so nobody can see you. I mean, you're scary enough just getting in and out of the car. But, yeah, I mean, realistically, I don't think it's a problem with, you know, older guys having that stuff. I mean, back in the day, I had a car with red fur carpet on the dashboard.
What
I mean,
a dick. You know. You got to vacuum your car.
Yes.
Dude, this was a 72 Charger 446 pack with the mag wheels the whole night. I mean, you know, I was 15 years old.
Like Bogey and McCall.
Nobody's getting this except for us three.
Key Largo.
Robert, I got to take some more calls, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Guys. We had a couple of chuckles about tint, but has anybody talked about the New York State tint regulations? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. It's all about, well, first of all, Tommy's the best. Okay, we'll just establish that, and you guys know that, but it's all about safety, dude. You drive around the city, you want to be safe, and guess what? There's a lot of people that look in your car and think that they're going to assume that they can do things that they're not legally supposed to, and guess what? When you have some tinted out windows, mm-hmm. you would be surprised how people just look away, mm-hmm. and they don't, I'm talking people who are, you know, degenerates.
Sure. I find
That's all I have to say. You got it.
No, hold on, Jim. Hold on.
All right.
I think it's a little naive to think that that thing that you're driving that costs $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 wouldn't be interesting to the, as you put it, degenerate.
Right.
Just because you have tinted windows. Because, like, I could walk around, Jim hung up, I could walk around with this banana.
Yeah.
Right? You know what this banana does? It keeps tigers away.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
How do you know?
You see any tigers?
No, I don't.
I rest my case.
Wow, I never thought of that.
If you would like to buy my tiger-repelling banana, you better hurry up because I'm going to eat it at 8 o'clock.
Okay. So he says if you have tinted windows, people won't break in your car.
That's what he's saying.
But that's not what happened to Moose. He had tinted windows, and he got broken into. Because I'm thinking, like, he got tinted windows. He must have something pretty cool in there. I want to see it. Smash.
That's a good
look
point.
Around.
Yeah. Well, not according to Jim, man. Right. Well, and I can't believe you're hurting him like that because he established up front.
He was a.
You're the best.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that. And look, we had a lot of laughs back there about who could be the best. I think it's time we start talking about New York State regulations of who could be the best.
Tint regulation of who the best.
All right, everybody out home, we got to move on. I appreciate the call, man.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a man just east of us in some trouble.
What happened?
And every man listening needs to listen good. Because a lot of you are guilty of what this man was arrested for. And it's possible that you weren't even aware it was illegal. In fact, in this story, we can't be sure what is and isn't okay in the privacy of your own car. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 36-year-old man has been arrested after cranking one out in his car.
Carjacked.
You know why it happened?
Fast and furious.
He didn't have tinted windows.
Gone in 60 seconds.
What, you been sitting in the commercial break thinking of all of those?
Yeah.
Okay. According to
all quality movies.
According to authorities, folks eating at a busy restaurant.
Oh, no. So, not much privacy?
No. They called the police after they say the man exposed himself and engaged in lewd conduct.
Oh. But stayed in the car.
He was in his car.
Do you think he wanted people to see him?
We don't know.
Okay.
When the police arrived, they say he was in the middle of going to Solo Town while watching pornography on his phone.
Damn. This guy is way too comfortable in this parking lot.
He's been charged with public lewdness and public display of offensive sexual material. Does that mean that second charge, he's getting popped for watching porn in his car?
Because it was visible to people walking
maybe,
by.
Maybe, yeah. That makes sense.
That's also something you need to think about with what you're watching on your phone in the privacy of your own car. This man has a court date coming up to answer for the charges. Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I am not here to defend what this man is accused of doing. You start playing with the hand bone in a place where other people can see you, you're going to get arrested.
Okay.
What does come up in this story, however, the debate that needs to be had, is what is and isn't legal in your car. Because you can make the argument that your car is a place of privacy. Like, right. If you're not looking in, you're not going to see. But is it still a place of privacy if I'm parked in front of a busy restaurant?
Well, I guess you're not. I mean, you're on some. You're on public property.
But where are you?
It's a private property.
Outside of parked in your own driveway, everywhere else your car is something else's property.
So what's the question?
I guess the question is this, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it always illegal to crank one out in your car, no matter where you are?
Probably.
I guess if you could see it.
Yeah.
But let's say I'm in a Walmart parking lot, and I park way off in the corner.
But you're in the corner of the
all by myself, no one can see me, and I decide I'm going to do the damn thing. Mm. If a police officer comes over to check on what I'm doing, and he sees my penis and whatever I'm doing to it, can I be arrested for that?
I'm thinking you're busted.
Yeah. But I think it's just the place you're doing it.
But nobody else can see me in the corner of that parking lot if you didn't come over and look in my car. I mean, and I think it's a very important question, because you show me a man who says they've never done this in their car, and I will show you a man who's a liar.
Mm. Or you've just never enjoyed a road trip.
I mean, you've done it.
So much.
I've done
it. It was like regular, because we drove so much.
Yeah, we did.
And don't forget, like, sometimes I would spend, and you did too, it was not uncommon to spend 10 to 15 hours in our car getting to a gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross country.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my house.
Driving all night, my hand sticky on the wheel.
Yeah. Bow, 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 let me ask you this. So let's say you and your lover, you're getting a knob in the car.
That is illegal. We figured that out.
But you can't see anything.
I don't think it has to be do with lewdness. I think it's the fact that
the danger.
If I can't hold a phone and when I'm driving,
but we're parked.
Okay.
Let's say we're parked.
Okay.
And you can't see anything.
Yeah.
The head and hair obscuring any type of lewd act.
Okay.
But you know what's, you assume that's what's happening.
Sure,
right?
sure.
Unless she's fixing your zipper with her tongue. Could you be arrested for
that? Yeah, it's the same way you could be arrested for any
sexual
act in your car.
But I'm
right?
saying there's no exposure.
He's right. I mean, you would just see her.
I mean, let's say I'm in the car, and let's say I'm, diddling, and you can't see anything because I'm under her skirt. But you know what's going on. Okay, you can see my hand under her skirt, but you can't. There's no. I guess my question: if there's no exposure, like if he was doing that and never pulled his pants down, but you could see the motion going on underneath his pants, or he put a blanket over it.
Sure.
You know what's happening.
Yeah, but you're not seeing anything. I don't know.
There's no lewd exposure.
Well, no, but it is.
But
lewd.
It's a lewd
not,
act.
It's not the exposure. You're still doing a lewd act.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out here, man. And it's not encouraging people to do this. It's the question of.
We have to.
If you were to do
Where's the line?
Exactly.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 36-year-old man just east of us. He was arrested after police say he was cranking one out in a parking lot in front of a busy restaurant. Some patrons of the restaurant called the police. They went out, found the guy. Police say when they found him, he was doing his thing and watching pornography in his car. Alex is on CMF. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Alex. What do you got?
So there was a story a few years ago about a Major League Baseball player who got caught doing the same thing outside of a Walmart in Florida during spring training.
Okay. But
you definitely can get arrested for it.
No, but see, Alex, here's the thing, man. Here's
I would
the thing.
Think he could get away with that in Florida. A lot of wild stuff goes on down there.
That doesn't answer the question. Was it the fact that he was within view of people? Was it the fact that, I mean, does your window being open or closed have something to do with it, right? I mean, or was it the fact that just act itself?
I think the fact that he's around people is no good when you're in public. Okay. Anywhere around people outside of your home, no good.
All right, so Alex, you know we're an honest show here, buddy. You know, we tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done this in your car?
Nope.
All right, can I ask a follow-up question, Alex?
Wait, you got a question?
Yeah, second question, sure. Why you lie? Why you lie, Alex?
Never, I'm not lying.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Okay.
Is this one of these guys, too, that says he's never actually done it?
Have you done it?
Have I done it?
Outside of the car?
Negative.
Okay, all right, Alex, I'm going to let you go.
Did he say negative?
I don't think he understood the question.
All right.
There's no way dude's never touched himself.
No, but there are some guys who will never admit to doing that because they think it makes them less of a man.
Okay. Why would that make you less of a man?
It's in their head, man.
All right.
I got a gal to do it for me. What a lucky gal she is. She got a forearm that could crush cans.
Why would it? No, okay, Alex. Okay.
Because they think it makes you a weirdo.
Are guys the only ones that go solo in their car? Because it would be much easier for women to do it.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be more difficult.
I told you I knew that one chick that did it. And that was part...
Would you like to retell the story to everybody?
So we had this sales chick back in the day.
You didn't have to get that specific.
I know.
You didn't. It is amazing. Jeez. How there is no nuance
with
you. Why
don't you just name the person?
It is either it didn't happen or here's every detail that ever happened.
The reason I had to say that is because she used to, before she came into work in the morning, she would park the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would pleasure herself in the parking lot.
Okay.
It would get her fired up for work. And she told this to some of the other coworkers. Big mistake.
Yeah.
She rubbed one out to kind of get in the mood to go sell for the day. It made her feel invincible.
Okay.
Like it put her in the mood to go get it.
Like I'm sure that there are
and
women that do that, maybe that spend a lot of time in their car. But I'm going to say the majority of women don't even, the thought doesn't even cross their mind.
So they don't
road
rub.
You know what I mean?
Road rubbing.
Like I'm,
well, they
say,
road rubbing, coyotes after you.
You know what they say?
We had it all.
Rub it is racing, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it is, buddy.
No, but Kenny, counterpoint. Now, granted, you would probably be the expert here, but I'm just thinking out loud, right? Women, wives, mothers have a hard time getting any moment to themselves.
Sure.
Right? In your car, alone, you
but
are
I
alone.
Think,
a little lady time.
And, like, you don't have to catch anything if you're a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no cleanup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but
little.
I think that.
Just wear dark pants.
Women are too aware of their surroundings. I think that like it'd be too much of a risk, you know, unless like you have like a place that you go. I don't know.
Man, if I had one of those, it'd be all day, man. That thing'd be raw meat when I get done.
For God's sakes, man.
Raw meat, coyotes after you. We had it all. Rubbing one out in the parking lot mall.
Kimmy, I'm gonna make another statement here.
Okay, tell me more about women.
Look, I understand. I understand. Alex says he's never done it in the car when he just talked to us, right? And I think Alex is lying.
Mm-hmm.
Women would have more to lose reputation-wise admitting that they do that.
Yeah.
And they could break a nail.
Maybe it's possible that women do this on a regular basis. It's just none of you would ever admit to anybody else that this is something you do.
Because they think it makes them dirty.
You're talking about in the car?
In the car.
In
the car.
I don't know. Like, I just don't see it being a regular thing, put it that way.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know.
Naive Kimmy over there. Uh-huh. Young, naive Kimmy. Women don't do that type of thing.
Well, no. I'm not saying they don't. I think that obviously there are women that do. I just think it's just not even a thought. Like, I'm enjoying my alone time. I'm listening to my music or my true crime podcast, and I'm just... My head doesn't go to that place.
I guess they relax differently than we do.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. 252 WCMF. We got a ton of Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF at the Break Room Facebook page. Again, we're talking about this 36-year-old man east of us arrested after police say while sitting in front of a busy restaurant, he was caught exposing himself, engaging in a lewd solo act. Mm. When the police got there, they say they found him doing what he was doing.
The stroker.
While watching pornography. Yeah. He's facing a bunch of charges, but we're trying to figure out if just doing that in your car is against the law. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says you can get arrested for driving naked. You can if you can get arrested for driving naked, you can get arrested for doing that in your car. So yes, anywhere, anytime you do, it's illegal. Can you get arrested for driving naked?
I believe you can.
Yeah, I guess.
Why?
You're exposing yourself.
But you would know unless you get me out of the car. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah. If I'm driving around with no pants on, and like women could drive shirtless in New York because men can. That's not against the law.
Right.
So it's weird that like no shirt, fine. No pants, illegal.
Are you talking bare ass?
I'm saying like, if I'm bare ass in the car, or even let's say I go Winnie the Pooh and I go shirt, no pants.
Okay.
Is that illegal?
I guess if they can prove it.
Says you can be arrested for indecent exposure.
But I don't like that. It's private. I'm in the privacy of my own
car. And you got leather
seats.
Be careful in the summertime.
It is. It says driving naked, even if not for any sexual reason, can still have legal consequences, depending on where you are.
Okay, but again, I guess if I'm in a school zone, that's a charge I'm okay with. But like,
if you're visible to the public, essentially, is what it says.
Let's say I'm driving down the 90.
Yeah.
Right, and I got no pants on.
Why is disturb some truck drivers?
But, okay, but don't look at my car. Like, I'm not trying to argue for a wide open dong filled world.
Right.
But I'm just trying to figure out who I'm hurting if I'm
you're
out
not
driving.
And let's say it's not sexual, but let's say And I've had to do it. I know you've had to do it. You had to change clothes in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got
to
cut.
Oh, yeah, people. That's a good point. People do that if they're going from one thing, like one event to the next or something.
Right. Is that exposure? Yeah. I'm not doing it for a lewd act. I just have to change clothes.
I guess.
And this is my only option.
If you're taking your underpants off, your dong would be exposed for a little while.
You know who must have like a really good idea of how often this happens is truck drivers, because they must see weird stuff all the time.
Being high up like that,
yeah.
Especially back in the day with T-tops and sunroofs, they saw everything, man. They saw so much whapping and flapping going down 95.
More Facebook messages coming in. Rick writes us, you can see into everybody's car. If I can see into your car, it's not about me looking. It's about you showing. Mm. You should be arrested. No, Rick. Okay, let me put it this way. If I am having sex in my bedroom,
right.
My bedroom has windows, right? Now, let's say I'm not standing in front of the window, but you can look in my window.
You can see the bed from the street.
Or like you walk up. Let's say I'm doing it in the living room. Yeah. And you walk up to my window, look in, and you see me having sex. Or you can see it from my property line. How am I in trouble for that?
I don't think you are.
Okay,
if you're not in the window, but...
But that's the same thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but it's your own property, maybe? Is that...
My own car.
I guess.
Car's my property.
I'm just saying, man. Maybe, just maybe.
You should loosen up a little bit.
Thank you.
Who's getting hurt?
We used to live in a proper country.
Careful what you ask for. That's all I'm going to say.
Dong's down the 90. Tommy?
Yeah.
Coming off a 4-1 week?
Yeah.
And as we said before, if you know this man's patterns, because with gambling comes patterns.
Yes.
He alternates amazing weeks and the worst week you've ever seen in your life. So you're about to watch a man fall on his stupid face. And the fact that you're going to pick the way that you're going to pick is making me nervous.
You know, you said this last week and I crushed it.
No, but you were 2-2-1 the week before.
2-2-1.
There are lots of experts who will use real words and tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over!
Oh,
under! 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He's a 2-time MVP. His highlights are electric. He can put your defense in a bad spot with both his arm and his legs. But so far this season, things haven't really been clicking for him. Lamar Jackson has 4 total touchdowns so far in 3 games. Last week against Dallas was the first multiple touchdown game he's had. One on the ground, one through the air. But every week, Tommy, that this Bills defense is on tape, it's more information the opposition has to try and find the weakness. And something to keep in mind. You ready?
Yep, what's up?
The Ravens are 1-2. They are a bit of a disappointment right now. They need this game bad.
Desperate. It's a desperate situation.
And any option to win for the Ravens this weekend will be on the table. Think Josh Allen taking over versus the Cardinals opening day.
All right.
Lamar has shown in the past he has the ability to do that. Not like Josh does, but he can change a game on his own, try and do it all himself.
All right.
If he gets desperate, the over looks good. Over under, 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson.
So he's got to get 2 touchdowns himself.
Anyway.
Anyway he gets
anyway, throwing or running, 2 touchdowns.
Wait, say again?
No, because I know you try and argue that when he hands the quarterback hands the ball off, that should count as a touchdown for him, and that's not what I'm saying. He has to cross the goal line with the ball, or he has to throw a touchdown pass twice for this to
he's
hit.
He's got to get a deuce.
Yeah.
That's a lot in this league. Touchdowns are tough.
Yeah.
They don't just hand them out, Pat. You got to earn every one of them. You got to grind it out.
Yeah.
I will take the under on that.
The under?
I don't think he's going to get 2.
Why?
I'm not saying they won't score twice.
I understand.
I'm just saying I don't think he's going to do it.
No, I get it. But outside of Lamar Jackson, I mean, Derrick Henry, the
running
back.
That's all they got.
Who we'll talk about in a little while.
They're a 2-dimensional football team.
So wouldn't that mean he's going to have to do more?
But can he?
He's a 2-time MVP. He took his team to the AFC Championship last year.
I understand that. I got it. But you know what? Those awards don't matter when you get on the field today. When you flip that coin, nobody cares that you're an MVP in my ass.
No, you're right. You mean like when you get on the field and take your team to the AFC Championship game? You mean like that? You mean like when that
maybe
happens?
Like that.
Okay, gotcha. I'm just trying to be, look.
Yeah,
man,
you ask me a question, I give you the answer.
No, I'm just your logic doesn't make sense. Like if it you want to say if you want to make the argument
I see the game differently.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What?
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 total touchdowns.
No, I took the under.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
McDermott's got this kid figured out.
So just to be clear, you are under 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson.
I'm all in on McDermott.
I got so frustrated I stopped listening to you. You're all in on McDermott?
He's a defensive guru.
Coach Dumbass? Remember that guy?
Well, you know what? He grew out of his dumbass.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He grew into himself.
Okay.
He matured.
Over under 300 yards passing.
Oh, my God.
For Josh Allen. Did you know
what's that?
That despite Josh playing out of his mind the first three games this season, the closest he's come to a 300-yard passing game so far was the 263 he had against Jacksonville on Monday night.
Yeah, he's not really stacking up the yards.
No, he's not. He looks amazing. He's leading his team, but they haven't needed him to chuck it around for four quarters the way that we've become accustomed. That being said, if the Bills can exploit one major weakness of this Ravens defense this weekend, it's how bad their passing defense is. The Ravens passing defense is ranked dead last in yards. Yeah, yards given up per game. People are throwing all over them. In fact, they're averaging giving up almost 300 yards a game, and they've given up almost 40 more yards per game than the next worst team.
So they're the worst of the worst.
Worst of the worst.
So they can't stop them.
The other weird thing, they also have the best rushing defense in the NFL. They're number one at stopping the rush and the worst at stopping the pass.
Right.
So that being said, air yards may be the way that you beat this Ravens team. Could be a day for Josh to go off. But, Kimmy, this Bills offense is different now. They don't chuck it around all willy-nilly.
No, they do a lot of different things.
But they spread it around.
They do. But we have yet to see if forced to rely on that passing game all game long, if these players can pull it off. Over, under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen Sunday night.
I mean, you got to think, Josh Allen, the hottest quarterback in the league right now.
Are you talking physically or playing-wise?
However you want to cut him up.
Okay.
He's number one, and he's got the hot hand.
Sure, sure.
But, and if you're telling me these guys can't stop the pass, it's gonna be a light show.
Okay, a light show.
Oh, yeah, they will light it up.
It's going to be a light
show. Light it up.
Hey, got your tickets for a light show? Are you done?
I'm definitely taking the over on
but
it,
this
based on what you've told me.
Okay, but this
why wouldn't they exploit it with all the weapons they have now? And everybody's full of confidence.
You're right.
It's go time.
You're just saying coach stuff now. It's going to be a light show. It's go time.
It's go time, buddy. It's going to be Air Coryell.
I mean, look, it may not be up to Josh. It could be Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, saying this is what we think they think we're going to do. We're going to zag when everyone thinks we're going to zig.
Okay.
But you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
So you're telling me that they can't stop crap. Why wouldn't you?
They can't stop crap.
Right.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is, getting ready for another primetime matchup against the Ravens. He is under 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He is over 300 passing yards for Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
But he's a beast.
He may be the scariest man in football. 6'2", 247, the craziest workouts you've ever seen. Yeah. Last week against Dallas, he had a day.
Yeah, but he was the whole show.
He was. 151 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. If there is one thing to be nervous about with this Bills D, it's how they stop the run, especially with a guy the size of Henry. Because if he gets past that defensive line, there are a lot.
He's gone.
Well, there's a lot of little guys back there, Kimmy.
Yeah, but we've seen him run those guys over.
We saw him run one of our guys over. Yes. Like, the best you could do is throw, like, empty cans
at him.
Maybe
you can trip him up somehow.
And the Bills have had some issues stopping the run despite this great start. The Dolphins gashed them. On that Thursday night game, despite the blowout win, and the Jags had to abandon the run like 5 minutes in because they got down so big. Can they stop it if the Ravens decide to commit to it? And just so you know, in three games so far, Tommy, Derrick Henry has rushed for 46 yards, 84 yards, and like we just said,
and he lit it up against Dallas.
Yep, 151.
All right.
Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
So he can be stopped based on those stats.
Yes,
like it's slow start.
Okay.
Look, the last time the Bills played him when he was with the Titans, the Bills shut him down completely. Right. But it's a different coach, different system, different offensive line.
I always think McDermott figures these guys out.
Okay.
These one-dimensional stars.
They were two-dimensional before. If they were one-dimensional.
No, like the guy himself. Like, he's just a downhill, straight pull you over runner. Right?
Okay, sure.
It seems like McDermott figures that out because he's a defensive guy. I think he respects Henry a lot.
Okay.
I'm sure he wishes he has him.
Uh-huh.
That way he does his homework on him.
Okay.
So the guru is going to put it to him.
Oh, I thought you were referring to yourself there.
The guru?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm like a little McDermott, really, if you think about it.
So then what's your pick?
I don't think he's going to be as impressive as you think in this game.
So you're going under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back.
I will take the under on that.
Under. Under 85.
Yeah.
I do want to point out, you said you're like little McDermott, but you also call him Coach Dumbass. So does that make you little Coach Dumbass?
But you also call me Dumbass.
What?
You also call me Dumbass.
You are a dumbass. You are a giant dumbass.
Giant little dumbass.
Giant yes. little dumbass. Giant Coach. Little dumbass. We had it all. Despite being 3-0 and scoring over 30 points each week, mm-hmm. blowing out their last two opponents in prime time.
Crushing the soul of their opponents. Mm-hmm.
The Bills are somehow underdogs on the road for the second
Which
time
is great.
In 3 weeks. Yes.
Let them come in. Let them think like
It is
not so good.
Wait, they're doing that? Yeah.
Coach Dumbass over here.
Look, I agree with you, but it is insane, Kimmy, the way they've been playing.
That shows they don't get the respect that they deserve yet.
No regard either.
And that pisses them off.
They are 2.5-point dogs walking into Baltimore. Mm. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within 2.5?
Well, based on my other picks, mm-hmm. I'm taking a flat-out goddamn win.
Okay.
That's a
confident win right there.
Straight up uncut Baltimore win.
Okay. No, Buffalo win.
Buffalo
win. In Baltimore.
Okay.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, so they're winning, so they're going to cover the 2.5 then. So that's it? We're done there?
What do you mean?
We're asking.
Like farther afield? What do I see?
Well, look, there. If the line's 2.5, mm-hmm. if the Bills win, even if the Bills win, the Vegas would be predicting a close Bills win.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did we determine was a good score? To get a blowout.
A blowout is 10 points. If you win by 10 or more in the break room, that's a break room blowout.
All right.
Yeah.
10 lousy points.
Oh, come on, man.
You don't think Josh Allen, what you see so far, like what he did last week was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
All right.
He could have stopped in the first quarter.
Yes.
And went to bed.
I just want to share something with you.
And what did you say? The University of Buffalo came out and finished the game
for them? They did.
Jesus.
There are people, sports fans, who believe that when you score a ton of points the week before, it costs you points the next week. Like, you need to save some of those points for the next week.
Okay. I don't think points work that way, personally. Okay. I don't think you could, like, spread your points out.
Okay. All right. So then.
Blowout.
You've called it for a blowout every game so far this season.
Oh, my God. Why do you do this? Why do you go for blood? Why are you doing this, Tommy?
Why are you doing Bob Dylan? So just to recap.
What's a recap?
Tommy's picks this morning. He is under 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
he is over 300 passing yards. It would be his first of the season for Josh Allen.
He is
under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry. He has the Bills winning, obviously covering the 2.5 dogs that they are, and he has them winning in a blue.
And we do want to be clear, right? Like if they win, but they don't win in a blue, you don't get that pick.
I understand.
Okay.
And I think that pretty much wraps it up, right?
Yeah, done, pretty close. Coming up after 9 o'clock.
Not so fast, buddy. I do believe that after this game, and it's going to be impressive, I think Josh is going to put on another historic performance.
That's not, we need a specific thing.
Well, they are going to crown him.
Uh-huh. Crown him.
They're going to crown him.
Okay.
And it's going to be verbal it said on the National Airways of America, of God Bless America, that he is now America's quarterback.
They're going to say the words, he is America's quarterback.
Yes.
Who is going to say that?
One of the
somebody
on the broadcast. On the broadcast that he's on.
They're going to go, you are now looking at America's quarterback.
Okay, so your bonus pick is
America, we had it all.
Someone.
He threw like bogey. That pass went all the way to Key Largo.
Not this is America's team.
This is America's quarterback.
Okay.
So to be clear, it's someone on the NBC broadcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just clarifying.
Okay.
No, because you're going to be like, whoa, there's a billion sports talk shows where somebody could say, that's America's quarterback. Yeah. And be like, guy who does Dayton Public Access Television is an American quarterback.
Can it be on the after show, like
no,
the recap?
Sure, fine. Anytime on NBC after, sure. Fine. All right.
During the, okay.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Two guys that did know Ski and Watt last year. Called him TJ Ski and what? JJ Ski Watt. Not knowing a goddamn thing.
Go home.
They
right
the Watt brothers because they don't know squat.
They will be.
They couldn't have been more wrong.
Squat brothers.
They are the Ski Watt brothers.
Oh, you got his name wrong. TJ. Yeah. TJ.
Whatever they are.
JJ and TJ.
DJ and.
DJ. DJ, Kimmy. DJ. DJ. Tommy?
Yeah.
Coming off a 4-1 week.
Yeah.
And as we said before, if you know this man's patterns, because with gambling comes patterns.
Yes.
He alternates amazing weeks and the worst week you've ever seen in your life. So you're about to watch a man fall on his stupid face. And the fact that you're going to pick the way that you're going to pick is making me nervous.
You know, you said this last week and I crushed it.
No, but you were 2-2-1 the week before.
2-2-1.
There are lots of experts who will use real words and, tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over!
Oh,
under!
2-2-1.
1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He's a two-time MVP. His highlights are electric. He can put your defense in a bad spot with both his arm and his legs. But so far this season, things haven't really been clicking for him. Lamar Jackson has 4 total touchdowns so far in 3 games. Last week against Dallas was the first multiple touchdown game he's had. One on the ground, one through the air. But every week, Tommy, that this Bills defense is on tape, it's more information the opposition has to try and find the weakness. And something to keep in mind. You ready?
Yep, what's up?
The Ravens are 1-2. They are a bit of a disappointment right now. They need this game bad.
Desperate. It's a desperate situation.
And any option to win for the Ravens this weekend will be on the table. Think Josh Allen taking over versus the Cardinals opening day.
All right.
Lamar has shown in the past he has the ability to do that. Not like Josh does, but he can change a game on his own, try and do it all himself.
All right.
If he gets desperate, the over looks good. Over under, 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson.
So he's got to get 2 touchdowns himself.
Anyway.
Anyway he gets
anyway, throwing or running, 2 touchdowns.
Wait, say again?
No, because I know you try and argue that when he hands when the quarterback hands the ball off, that should count as a touchdown for him, and that's not what I'm saying. He has to cross the goal line with the ball, or he has to throw a touchdown pass twice for this to
He's
hit.
He's got
to
get a deuce.
Yeah.
That's a lot in this league. Touchdowns are tough.
Yeah.
They don't just hand them out, Pat. You got to earn every one of them. You got to grind it out.
Yeah.
I will take the under on that.
The under?
I don't think he's going to get 2.
Why?
I'm not saying they won't score twice.
I understand.
I'm just saying I don't think he's going to do it.
No, I get it. But outside of Lamar Jackson, I mean, Derrick Henry, the
running
back.
That's all they got.
Who we'll talk about in a little while.
They're a two-dimensional football team.
So wouldn't that mean he's going to have to do more?
May. But I'd be McKinney?
He's a two-time MVP. He took his team to the AFC Championship last year.
I understand that. I got it. But you know what? Those awards don't matter when you get on the field today. When you flip that coin, nobody cares that you're an MVP in my ass.
No, you're right. You mean like when you get on the field and take your team to the AFC Championship game? You mean like that? You mean like when that
Maybe
happens?
Like that.
Okay, gotcha. I'm just trying to be... look,
yeah,
man.
You ask me a question. I give you the answer.
No, I'm just... your logic doesn't make sense. Like, if
it
you
never
want to
does.
Say... If you want to make the argument...
I see the game differently.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 total touchdowns.
No, I took the under.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
McDermott's got this kid figured out.
So just to be clear, you are under 1.5 total touchdowns for Lamar Jackson. Sorry.
I'm all in on McDermott.
I got so frustrated I stopped listening to you. You're all in on McDermott?
He's a defensive guru.
Coach dumbass? Remember that guy?
Well, you know what? He grew out of his dumbass.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He grew into himself.
Okay.
He matured.
Over under 300 yards passing
Oh my God.
For Josh Allen.
Oh. Oh.
Did you know?
What's that?
That despite Josh playing out of his mind the first three games this season, the closest he's come to a 300-yard passing game so far was the 263 he had against Jacksonville on Monday night.
Yeah, he's not really stacking up the yards.
No, he's not. He looks amazing. He's leading his team, but they haven't needed him to chuck it around for four quarters the way that we've become accustomed. That being said, if the Bills can exploit one major weakness of this Ravens defense this weekend, it's how bad their passing defense is. The Ravens passing defense is ranked dead last in yards. Yeah, yards given up per game. People are throwing all over him. In fact, they're averaging giving up almost 300 yards a game, and they've given up almost 40 more yards per game than the next worst team.
So they're the worst of the worst.
Worst of the worst.
So they can't stop them.
The other weird thing, they also have the best rushing defense in the NFL. They're number one at stopping the rush and the worst at stopping the pass.
Right.
So that being said, air yards may be the way that you beat this Ravens team. Could be a day for Josh to go off, but Kimmy, this Bills offense is different now. They don't chuck it around all willy-nilly.
No, they do a lot of different things.
But they spread it around.
They do. But we have yet to see if forced to rely on that passing game all game long, if these players can pull it off. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen Sunday night.
I mean, you got to think, Josh Allen, the hottest quarterback in the league right now.
Are you talking physically or playing-wise?
However you want to cut him up.
Okay.
He's number one. And he's got the hot hand.
Sure, sure.
But, and if you're telling me these guys can't stop the pass, it's gonna be a light show.
Okay, a light show.
Oh yeah, they will light it up.
It's gonna be a light
show. Light it up.
Hey, got your tickets for the light show? Are you done?
I'm definitely taking the over on
but
it.
This
based on what you told me.
Okay, but this
why wouldn't they exploit it with all the weapons they have now? And everybody's full of confidence.
You're right. You're right.
It's go time.
You're just saying coach stuff now. It's going to be a light show. It's go time.
It's go time, buddy. It's going to be Air Coryell.
I mean, look, it may not be up to Josh. It could be Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, saying this is what we think they think we're going to do. We're going to zag when everyone thinks we're going to zig.
Okay.
But you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
So well, you're telling me that if they can't stop crap, why wouldn't you?
They can't stop crap.
Right.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tommy tells it like it is, getting ready for another primetime matchup against the Ravens. He is under 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. He is over 300 passing yards for Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
But he's a beast.
He may be the scariest man in football. 6'2", 247, the craziest workouts you've ever seen. Yeah. Last week against Dallas, he had a day.
Yeah, but he was the whole show.
He was. 151 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. If there is one thing to be nervous about with this Bills D, it's how they stop the run, especially with a guy the size of Henry. Because if he gets past that defensive line, there are a lot.
He's gone.
Well, there's a lot of little guys back there, Kimmy.
Yeah, but we've seen him run those guys over.
We saw him run one of our guys over. Yes. Like, the best you could do is throw, like, empty cans
at
him.
Maybe you can trip him up somehow.
And the Bills have had some issues stopping the run despite this great start. The Dolphins gashed them. On that Thursday night game, despite the blowout win, and the Jags had to abandon the run like 5 minutes in because they got down so big. Can they stop it if the Ravens decide to commit to it? And just so you know, in three games so far, Tommy, Derrick Henry has rushed for 46 yards, 84 yards, and like we just said,
and he lit it up against Dallas.
Yep,
right? 151.
All right. Over under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
So he can be stopped based on those stats.
Yes,
like it's slow start.
Okay.
Look, the last time the Bills played him when he was with the Titans, the Bills shut him down completely. Right. But it's a different coach, different system, different offensive line.
I always think McDermott figures these guys out.
Okay.
These one-dimensional stars.
They were two-dimensional before. If they were one-dimensional.
No, like the guy himself. Like, he's just a downhill, straight, bully-over runner. Right?
Okay, sure.
And it seems like McDermott figures that out because he's a defensive guy. I think he respects Henry a lot.
Okay.
I'm sure he wishes he has him.
Uh-huh.
That way he does his homework on him.
Okay.
So the guru is going to put it to him.
Oh, I thought you were referring to yourself there.
The guru?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm like a little McDermott, really, if you think about it.
So then what's your pick?
I don't think he's going to be as impressive as you think in this game.
So you're going under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back.
I will take the under on that.
Under. Under 85.
Yeah.
I do want to point out, you said you're like little McDermott. But you also call him Coach Dumbass. So does that make you little Coach Dumbass?
But you also call me Dumbass.
What?
You also call me Dumbass.
You are a dumbass. You are a giant dumbass.
Giant little dumbass.
Giant yes. little dumbass. Giant Coach. Little dumbass. We had it all. Despite being 3-0
yeah.
and scoring over 30 points each week, mm-hmm. blowing out their last two opponents in prime time.
Crushing the soul of their opponents. Mm-hmm.
The Bills are somehow underdogs on the road for the second
Which
time
is great.
In 3 weeks. Yes.
Let them come in. Let them think like,
it is
not so good.
Wait, they're doing that? Yeah.
Coach dumbass over here.
Look, it is. Look, I agree with you, but it is insane, Kimmy, the way they've been playing.
That shows they don't get the respect that they deserve yet.
No regard either.
And that pisses them off.
They are 2.5-point dogs walking into Baltimore. Mm. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within 2.5?
Well, based on my other picks, mm-hmm. I'm taking a flat-out goddamn win.
Okay.
That's a confident win,
right?
Straight
there.
Up uncut Baltimore win.
Okay. No, Buffalo win.
Buffalo.
I mean, in Baltimore.
Okay.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So they're winning. So they're going to cover the 2.5 then. So that's it. We're done there.
What do you mean?
We're asking.
Like farther afield? What do I see?
Well, look, there. If the line's 2.5, mm-hmm. if the Bills win, even if the Bills win, Vegas would be predicting a close Bills win.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did we determine was a good score? To get a blowout.
A blowout is 10 points. If you win by 10 or more in the break room, that's a break room blowout.
All right.
Yeah.
10 lousy points.
Oh, come on, man.
You don't think Josh Allen, what you see so far, like what he did last week was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
All right.
He could have stopped in the first quarter.
Yes.
And went to bed.
I just want to share something with
and
you.
And what did you say? The University of Buffalo came out and finished the game
for
him?
They did.
Jesus.
There are people, sports fans, who believe that when you score a ton of points the week before, it costs you points the next week. Like, you need to save some of those points for the next week.
Okay. I don't think points work that way, personally. Okay. I don't think you could, like, spread your points out.
Okay. All right. So then.
Blowout.
You've called it for a blowout every game so far this season.
Oh, my God. Why do you do this? Why do you go for blood? Why are you doing this, Tommy?
Why are you doing Bob Dylan? So just to recap.
What's a recap?
Tommy's picks this morning. He is under 1.5 total touchdowns for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
he is over 300 passing yards. It would be his first of the season for Josh Allen.
He is
under 85 rushing yards for Ravens running back Derrick Henry. He has the Bills winning, obviously covering the 2.5 dogs that they are, and he has them winning in a blue.
And we do want to be clear, right? Like if they win, but they don't win in a blue, you don't get that pick.
I understand.
Okay.
And I think that pretty much wraps it up, right?
Yeah, we're all done. Pretty close. Coming up after 9 o'clock.
Not so fast, buddy. I do believe that after this game, and it's going to be impressive, I think Josh is going to put on another historic performance.
That's not, we need a specific thing.
Well, they are going to crown him.
Uh-huh. Crown him.
They're going to crown him.
Okay.
And it's going to be verbal, it said, on the National Airways of America, of God Bless America, that he is now America's quarterback.
They're going to say the words, he is America's quarterback.
Yes.
Who is going to say that?
Somebody
broadcasters.
On the broadcast. On the broadcast that he's on.
They're going to go, you are now looking at America's quarterback.
Okay, so your bonus pick is
America, we had it all.
Someone.
He threw like bogey. That pass went all the way to Key Largo.
Not this is America's team.
This is America's quarterback.
Okay.
So, to be clear, it's someone on the NBC broadcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay.
We're just clarifying.
Okay.
No, because you're going to be like, whoa, there's a billion sports talk shows where somebody could say, that's America's quarterback. Yeah. And be like, guy who does Dayton Public Access Television said America's quarterback.
Can it be on the after show, like the recap?
Sure, fine. Anytime on NBC after. Sure. Yeah, sure. All right. Fine. All right.
During the, okay.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Two guys that didn't know Ski and Watt last year. Called him TJ
Ski
and
Watt.
JJ Ski Watt. Not knowing a goddamn thing.
Go home.
They're
right
the Watt brothers because they don't know squat.
They will be.
They couldn't have been more
the
wrong.
Squat brothers.
They are the Ski Watt brothers.
Oh, you got his name wrong. TJ. Yeah. TJ Watt.
Whatever they are.
JJ and TJ.
DJ and.
DJ, Kimmy. DJ.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.